What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
The Big 5-0.
I'm singing again, Sam. That was like my half Sports Center, half Elevation Nation intro. Like, if you combine the two together, that's what you get. As you can tell, folks, I don't really have the best rhythm and rhyme. But guess what, Sam? It's fortitude time. So you can guess I can rap a little bit, right? Oh, yeah, there you go. You weren't expecting that one.
Oh, God. All of our friends are cringing listening to Parker rap. God.
They love when I'm rap. They know I'm the best rapper out there in the game and of the friend group. So shout out to everyone who can't even compare. But yes, Sam, it is episode 50. That is crazy to think about for a second. If we take a moment, as Sam and I always talk about, taking a step back, acknowledging where you are, we are at our 50th episode, which is wild to me. Absolutely crazy. And I'm just curious, like, what do you think about that, Sam?
Yes, it is quite crazy. I can't believe we're here. 50 episodes is a lot, man. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun. But most importantly, we've learned a heck of a lot in these past 50 episodes with the countless conversations we've had with thought leaders and people from all different walks of life. And I think there's no better way to honor our 50 episodes by going through each of our past 49 and just pulling out some highlights from the awesome discussions we've had with these pretty incredible people and how we've slowly started to build this nation.
Yeah, man, I totally agree with you. We have learned a ton. It's kind of crazy how much you can learn from just a conversation. And when you have consistent conversations, one a week with a new person that maybe we haven't spoke with in a long time or never met before, you learn a lot just from having those conversations. And like I said, the big 5-0. And before we know it, we'll be at the big 100. So without ado, let's get to it.
God, Parker's got to stop rapping. I'm literally cringing. Okay, we're going to recap the past 49 episodes, some highlights from them. Our first episode back in beginning of October, that was the kickoff. That's what started it all. Parker came over to my apartment. We sat next to each other on a beautiful Sunday, and we pretty much just spewed our hearts out of what we thought Elevation Nation could be, what we've been building towards the past year, and you know why Elevation Nation helped us so much. And that was the start of it all.
It was like a manifesto. It was like, here we go. We're just letting it all out. We had no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
We don't even know how to like even edit a podcast. Let's just get out
there starting a
and
cult.
Talk about what we want to do. That was awesome. And our first interview was with Joey Lane. He'll always be cemented as the first guest on the Elevation Nation podcast. And for those who don't know, Joey played college basketball at the Ohio State University as a walk-on. And he had a difficult transition from college to the real world because he was graduating from being an athlete to now having to figure out life after sports. So we talked with him through that challenge. And I think what was interesting with that is that he struggled mightily and he opened up about that. And I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Even the big man on campus can go through hard times. And Joey was an awesome first episode to start with. Another highlight, our next episode there with Rachel Yaffe of Momentum Wellness. Rachel's been killing it, right? She's all about the wellness game. Rachel battling cancer changed how she, one, views life, her mindset around the disease, and two, just health and wellness as a whole. And she changed her mission to try to help other people capitalize on the different ways you can be healthy and well with what you eat and what you do and how you think. And that was a really cool episode for us to really dive into your mindset, but also anything you put into your body and how you react to certain situations. So that was pretty special for us. Moving on. We got one with the Bagel Man.
All right, so Bagel Man, Noah Fleischman, his family owns the Bethesda Bagels in the DC area. And what was really unique about this conversation is as his parents are getting older, they're looking to eventually probably retire from running the bagel business, and his siblings and him are taking over the business. So for Noah, his entire life has been centered around this bagel business. And when he talks with us about going from college and not going the normal route of what a lot of us do, getting the normal corporate job, whatever, he was stepping into some big shoes to run the family business, which was crazy. I think it was really unique, Sam, and I know this resonated with both of us. This was during like the heat of COVID when things were going really bad, and we talked with him about what he was doing and his brothers were doing, his family were doing to support those employees who were really struggling during this time.
Absolutely. It was a pretty timely episode. And again, powerful family, delicious bagels. Moving on, another highlight, Nikki Novoselsky of Oh, the Places You'll Flow moved to Indonesia, not knowing exactly what she was going to do, but felt stuck in her corporate job, totally revamped her mindset, her outlook on life, how she's sustaining herself, how she's looking towards the next day, her business model, and how she's really just thriving in her young 20s. And that was a really cool episode because it was with someone who took that leap of faith, believed in themselves, knew what they were doing was not what they wanted to do forever, and went for it.
Love that. And she's killing it on TikTok, a lot better than us these days. But so we need to get some tips and tricks from her. Next is David Hess, one of our mentors, Sam's former basketball coach. And we just had a great conversation with David. He's a guidance counselor in high school. So he helps people through a different transition that Sam and I generally talk about. But we just talk through how he's able to help young adults just figure out a big transition in their life. And I thought it was a really insightful conversation. And we owe so much of what Elevation Nation has become to David Hess. So that's a great one in general.
Next highlight on the list, we got dear friend, former basketball teammate, the most mental fortitude I've ever seen come out of one person, Matt Johnson. Kid's been through a lot. His story, if you haven't heard it, check out that episode. I can't do it justice right now, but Matt exudes mental fortitude, toughness, going through hard times, things that he was dealt in his life, and coming out the other side stronger. That episode is absolutely spectacular and probably one of our most compelling stories that we've had on the pod. And another highlight, we got Peter Fusolero, otherwise known as Lit Fuse. Pete essentially had a vision for himself, knew he wanted to get somewhere, and did anything he could to find the stepping stones to get to his eventual goal, which is to coach professional basketball. And he's still in the middle of that journey, but the strides he's made in the past few years for a young Filipino athlete and coach have been remarkable. So we talk about creating your own seat at the table, and that was a pretty impressive episode there.
So next, we spoke with Jeremy Wineapple, who is a data scientist by day, and he's a DJ by night. And what's awesome about this conversation we had with Jeremy Wineapple, or he goes by Jay, who also produced the intro to the Elevation Nation podcast. Fun fact, we just talked with him about how he's able to handle both things, being a formal in the business world while also striving to fuel his passion to eventually, hopefully one day, become a full-time DJ. And he's been killing it lately. I think he just released a song that has like several million views on Spotify, which is kind of crazy. So check him out, by Jay. We also,
another highlight, our interview with Rachel Gross. We talk all about the difference between being comfortable and being stuck in your comfort zone. This was a really interesting episode with Rachel, someone who honestly has been pivotal in our Elevation Nation community, and Rachel's ability to transform any space to be comfortable while still knowing when to push herself outside of her comfort zone is something that I think we all want to emulate.
Yeah, love Rachel Gross. So next, we had Madeline Tormey. Madeline is just an incredible woman, like truly someone that I look up to. I've worked with her at my job now for a long time. Then she left and works at another company doing awesome things, but she is so good at networking. When I would sit in my office and I'd see her just always talking to other people, figuring out ways to play the game through networking, this conversation with her was literally about networking in your job and building a brand by networking. So check it out. She's awesome. And I'm sure you'll really like that one too.
Our first professional athlete on the podcast, Connor Cashaw, unbelievable guy, super into his mindset and thinking big picture and getting introspective. Connor went across the pond to play professional basketball. He's actually starting his own creator movement, talking about what it's like to be an athlete in a foreign country. Just a great conversation with a truly remarkable and introspective guy. Check that one out. Again, our first professional athlete. Pretty damn cool. Hopefully Connor's in the NBA one day. I believe in him.
He's also upping his TikTok game lately, and I love his videos. They're awesome. They're very funny. Next, we have Max Kunin, and this one hits very special and home today as I'm saying this, because Max is currently serving in the IDF. Obviously, there is a lot going on in the Middle East right now, and I think of Max and pray for Max every single day and everyone that he is serving with. And this episode, we talk about how he made the leap from college and moved to Israel and then decided to join the IDF. And we talk through it all and all the challenges with that. And just want to say, love you, Max, and stay safe out there.
We love you, Max. Another highlight we have for you. This was our first stranger. I don't even want to call him a stranger, but the first person that Parker or I had never met before that we had on the podcast. The one, the only, my favorite musician, Cole Bauer. He came on. He did our first mini live concert, which was sweet. And we talked to Cole about taking the leap of faith and just believing in himself to follow his music career, which he's doing now full time. And we're super proud of you, Cole, and all that he did. If you want to hear some sick music in a live concert and sneak peek at some of his new songs that he's developing, check out our episode with Cole.
You know, people who, when they just have it, like Cole's that guy. Cole just has it. We can't define what it is. He has it. He's just such an impressive kid. Guy, sorry. You're not a kid, Cole. Next, we had Eric Goldfarb, not former. He's an AEPI brother, Sam and myself. When we were freshmen, Eric was a senior, and he is killing it in the real estate game. So Sam's super into real estate. I'm starting to like figure out if I want to get into it or not, but we talk with him about what it means to think about real estate as a young professional or as a young adult, and you know what real estate investing could even look like. It's a great conversation to talk about a topic that is a little bit more specific, but I think interests a lot of young people.
Our next highlight, Samantha Soloway, our conversation with Sam all about accessibility and equitability and equality and just helping make the world a better place for all. Thinking in other people's perspectives, putting yourself in other people's shoes to really make a world that can be enjoyable and livable and sustainable for all walks of life. This was a really cool conversation that looked not just internally on our mindset, but our role as young adults in society.
I love that episode, and so does JJ. She really loved that one too. So this next episode was BK, Brandon Kraut, and we talk with BK. He's got some crazy story, and I don't want to say it now. You just got to go listen. The dude just is a grinder, entrepreneur at heart, and we talk about the power of relationships with him because he's used and understood that he is so good at making relationships and how he's been able to use that and become self-aware of the value he brings to the world and help that translate into both his professional and personal life.
If there was ever an episode that was going to be made into a movie, it's that one.
Oh, totally.
No spoilers, but you got to hear BK's story. All right, next highlight, our most popular episode to date, I believe, with the one, the only, John Cuba Camardella. Huge mentor for myself and Parker. John's story is incredible of why he got the name Cuba. We go into that, but John is one of the most influential religious literacy educators in the world. He's helped write the curriculum for the United States. He's at Harvard now. That episode really shows you just more about life. Again, being introspective, but also respecting other religions and how to live life in a way where you can really learn from other cultures. So highly recommend you check out that episode. It's probably our most popular with an equally as amazing guy.
So the next episode was with a female entrepreneur who started her business essentially when she was 18 years old. Sammy Handler joined the podcast and we talked with her about how she had an idea when she was 18 years old in college and she started running with it in college. And she said, screw getting a full-time job. I'm going to continue to run with it. And now she is actually making this thing happen, scaling it up. And we talked through what it means to be a young adult woman entrepreneur who is always doing things, trying to scale her business. And we really get into it. I think it was our first entrepreneur that we brought on who was running her own business. So it was super interesting, super cool, and honestly inspired Sam and I a ton.
We went into a ton of creativity in the creative process and thinking about how you can be imaginative with the guys from Something Simple, Sam Feldman, Max Berger. Max actually ended up doing our professional photo shoot for Elevation Nation down the road, but the guys from Something Simple gave us our second mini concert series, which was sweet. And we really got into the discussion about how being creative and having an outlet for creativity allows you to reach your full potential, both in and outside of work.
Love Something Simple. Check them out on Spotify. There's something amazing. Next, we had
Treehouse, my favorite song.
Next, we had Serena Albalian. We had a very interesting conversation with Serena. She lives down in Austin, Texas. It actually, we talked to her right after there was that whole snowstorm there. So we recap about that. But Serena is really focused on figuring out the brain, the mind, and helping people, young adults, coaching them on how to become more in tune with their inner child, in tune with themselves. And I thought it was just a really unique perspective that Sam and I had never seen before. And, you know, we had some good conversation around, you know, the great work that she's doing to help young adults today.
Another highlight, not to toot my own horn here, we did an episode where Parker interviewed me. And that was pretty darn cool to be on the hot seat. You know, Parker and I are always asking other people questions, but Parker was able to peel off the layers of Sam Panich and my life and what makes me tick. And it was a great therapy session. So check it out.
That was fun. That was like so just cool to be able to interview you while we've also interviewed with so many other people. But I will say your interview was half this next interview. Jared Raisin joined the podcast. Jared is a guy who actually works at the company Sam and I work for. But he also started a mint company with his family that is centered all around the idea of confidence. Obviously, Sam and I have talked about confidence many, many times before as it is synonymous with mental fortitude. So we dive into Jared's story growing up where he actually wasn't very confident in himself and how he's using his company to live that idea and value of confidence every single day and helping spread confidence throughout the world.
Our next episode that we want to highlight was with Corey Friedman. Corey did things a little bit differently his year after graduating from school. He went and he got random jobs while he finished up courses. He was a bartender, tried to be, bouncer, worked on a food truck, and Corey just took a year to finish up a few classes, but most importantly, live life and experience life. There's all this rush that society puts on us when we graduate school to go get a job and start making money, and Corey decided to take his time, and we learned a lot of cool, valuable lessons on that with our episode with Corey.
Shout out, Corey. The next episode was our first guest who actually has not graduated yet from college. Actually, he may graduate this weekend or next weekend. Dan Alpert, former student body president of the University of Maryland. And we talk with Dan about life as student body president, how he was able to help the community get through this whole COVID pandemic. And we picked his brain a little bit more about what he's scared of, what he's thinking of when it comes to his transition into the real world. and what he thinks young people are struggling with now as they go through their transition as well. It was a fun conversation. Dan is one of the smartest people I feel like I've ever met, so you will be enlightened in some way.
The one, the only, Rich Keller. This wouldn't be complete without highlighting his episode. The man is a living legend. Some people know him as the Catalyst. He's got his own show. He's got his own coaching business. He is the mentor for Elevation Nation, and we wouldn't be here without Rich. That episode gets emotional, gets deep, and really, it talks all about how you can build your own personal brand, which is extremely important for young adults coming into the real world.
Then the next episode, or it was actually the one before, but you kind of skipped over it, I see, for reasons itself, but I was interviewed by Sam. This was just an awesome interview. Just be able to be on the other side of it, talk about my story. And honestly, just I opened up. I didn't leave anything back. Sam asked the good questions, and I wasn't afraid to talk about my past where, you know, some things have happened that I wish, no, actually, it's good that they happened because I learned so much from them. But you'll have to listen to that to hear it.
Next highlight that we got. The guys from Beneficial Pain, Billy Wingo, Devin Harvin, great guys, incredible episode because they too are friend entrepreneurs building a company, a nonprofit, all around giving back to the community. And it was a timely episode. It was a deep introspective episode. And we gained two new entrepreneurial friends who are in the DMV making a difference in their community.
And the most recent episode released this past Tuesday was our interview or conversation with Bennett Wisner. Bennett is a professional golfer striving to make the PGA Tour one day. And we talk with Bennett about mindset and the importance of having the right mindset as a golfer, but then also how that translates into his life outside of golf. So as you can imagine, Sam and I love mindset. We talk about mindset all the time and mental fortitude. So we talked about it all on that podcast. And with that, Sam, we're here. We're here now. That's a lot of covering, but that was great.
That was a recap. Our 50 episodes in to Elevation Nation. Some great stories if you haven't heard them. But to be honest, Elevation Nation, we're just getting started. We're going to have plenty more episodes with incredible new guests that we have lined up that are going to share their stories, their struggles, how they've transitioned into the real world and used mental fortitude to help them conquer what they're tackling here in life. We have exciting new updates for Elevation Nation itself, new things that we're going to be offering, new ways to interact with Parker and myself to help you get the mental fortitude that you need to help you conquer the real world. So again, it's been 50 amazing episodes, Parker, but we're just getting started, man.
We're just getting started. Whole lot coming. And seriously, we just ran through a ton of people and some awesome things that we talked with them. So if you haven't talked about with them, so if you haven't listened to them, we highly recommend pick and choose. They're all great. I think so. I'm biased as anything. But if you have recommendations of who we should bring on the podcast, seriously, DM us, text us. Reach out in any way. We would love to have your suggestions on who we should bring on. Sam and I are open to have conversations with really insightful, cool, intelligent, fun, loving people who are trying to make a difference in the real world. So with that, Sammy, 50 episodes.
Until next week. Peace.
Hey, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to Fortitude in 15 this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, you can follow us at elevationnation.io or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, text us, email us if you want to share your story, you have any ideas for the podcast, or if you think anyone else should join our conversations. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at produced by Jay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. Be sure to tune in for the next conversation. See you then.